Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
In Pakistan, a peculiar disaster, not a sudden earthquake or hurricane, but a slowly developing catastrophe that now threatens the lives of millions.
We are talking about an area and a number of people that are the size and the number of people of Austria and Switzerland combined. That is a lot.
That's a UN spokesman. Another spokesperson of sorts spoke about Pakistan at the opening of her new movie.
I think as people completely understand the scale of it, they will do more. Hopefully there's a lot of people ready to give money, and hopefully they're just waiting to understand what's the best thing to do.
Angelina Jolie and the UN both hope the world will be generous. It costs $2 million a day to provide clean water to the people of Pakistan.
And now the trickle of donations will have to become a flood to avert a second disaster.
It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, August 18th, and I'm Celeste Headlee, joined this morning by Miles O'Brien, who's filling in for John Hockenberry.
Good morning. Good to be here, Celeste.
So in Pakistan, we have new warnings from forecasters that the floodwaters are heading south. And joining us with latest details is Isam Ahmed, who reports for the Christian Science Monitor. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Celeste.
What are you seeing?
Well, I just returned from the Swat Valley, which is in fact in the north of the country, and I've seen what you were describing earlier with the second wave of the disaster happening in front of me. What's going on there is that, you know, 260 bridges have been wiped away, and so it's very difficult to get aid out right now to those people who have been effectively cut off from the rest of the valley. And so I visited an air base where both American and Pakistani helicopters are taking off and getting these people out. And I think to a certain extent that's generating some goodwill towards the United States as well. I mean, I spoke to people who are saying things like, you know, even if the U.S. is our enemy, then we're very grateful that they've helped us now. And another person who said that people who want peace that know that America is our friend. And so, you know, there's, I believe the U.S. Have been sending helicopters since August the 6th, and the Chinooks and Blackhawks involved in that rescue operation. They've rescued over 3,500 people and delivered over 230 tons of food aid. But at the same time, it's still not enough. There are villages of 15,000 people which only 70 bags of food have been airlifted so far. And so much more needs to be done. And right now, the lack of infrastructure and the fact that that's all been swept away is probably the most critical factor and what could lead to a huge disaster down the road.
Isam Ahmed reporting for the Christian Science Monitor from Pakistan.
Let's get a check of the morning's top stories. After 14 days of deliberation, a Chicago jury has convicted Illinois' former governor, Rob Blagojevich, of one charge of lying to federal agents. Blagojevich had been facing 24 federal charges, including trying to sell or barter President Obama's former Senate seat. But Blagojevich says he's been exonerated.
This jury just showed you that notwithstanding the fact that the government threw everything but the kitchen sink at me, that on every count except for one and every charge except for one, they could not prove that I did anything wrong, that I did break any laws.
Federal prosecutors are already preparing for a retrial. Blagojevich says he's also planning to appeal his conviction.
Let's check in on the markets now. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are down, and so are futures. The Dow starts at 10,405, the S&P at 1092, the Nasdaq at 2209. Later on this hour, we're going to continue our summer reading series with a discussion about a new genre. It's nanny fiction. Mona Simpson talks about her new book. And we're going to talk more in just a moment about the flooding in Pakistan. It has been called the biggest emergency on the planet, the largest natural disaster in recent memory. Why is financial assistance trickling in? In just a moment.